welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. According to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales and Australia, solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The IPS reports that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 72 at 7.2, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has dropped to single digits, that's 8. And those figures aren't expected to change significantly in the near future. It just means that high frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 12 megahertz on long distance routes will continue to be unreliable. But frequencies above about 12 megahertz on daylight paths should be satisfactory. So, despite low solar activity, here in Melbourne, we've been experiencing quite good reception in our pre-sunrise period, mainly with short path signals coming from the west, north and northwest. That is darkness path transmissions from Asia, the Middle East, Europe and Africa. And this is a summary of notable spectrum occupancy on 49 metres between 1630 and 1700. 5845, the Singapore BBC Kranji relay with the Bengali program. 5885, the Marianas Islands Radio Free Asia from Tinian in Korean. And 5895, Tajikistan, the BBC from the Dushanbe relay in Korean. And 5905, China Radio International from Kashi in Russian. And 5925, China National Radio Network 5, that's the domestic service in Chinese. And 5935, China, the Xinjiang People's Broadcasting Station from Lhasa in Tibet in Chinese, and parallel frequency is 5965. And China Radio International 6010 from Beijing in Vietnamese, and another service from Lhasa from China 6025, this time with the rarely reported English language service. And 6155, a non-official station broadcasting from Taiwan, Furuzato no Katsi in Korean. Excuse me. Ethiopia 6110, Radio Fana in the Oromo language. And Sao Tome 6080, the Voice of America with English. And two more frequencies for China Radio International, 6040 from Urumqi in Russian, and 6060 from Kunming in English. And another channel for the Radio Free Asia service from Marianas Islands, 6120 from Tinian in Chinese. And finally, 6140. China Radio International from Kashi in English. We turn our attention now to the 25 metre band, that's the 11 megahertz band, and interesting reception again in the Melbourne free sunrise period between 1730 and 1800. This is a selection of notable frequency occupancies made recently. 11750, the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation from Trincomalee in Sinhala. 11760, Voice of America from the Biblis relay station in Germany in Kurdish. And 11860, Radio Sana via the Riyadh relay in Saudi Arabia, with programs in Arabic. And 12025, All India Radio in Malayalam. And another frequency for India is 13640 in Arabic. And 12095, the BBC from Dubai in the UAE, the relay there with its programs in Arabic. And 12140, the Voice of America from Kuwait in Amharic. And 13710, Arabic language programming from Saudi Arabia. All those signals, good reception here in Melbourne, and that should continue in the near future. A station which is not authorised in that sense by the ITU is Radio, it's the IBC, the Italian Broadcasting Corporation. It doesn't show up in the official HFFC database, but it operates on 5845, a 100 kilowatt transmitter at Gavar in Armenia. It broadcasts a selection of programs from various sources or relays or rebroadcasts, and these are usually heard once a week, generally on Thursdays. That's Thursdays UTC time. Between 1900 and 2000, programs in Italian. And from 2000, program known as IBC Digital. And then a program in Italian known as Studio DX. So the 2030 to 2100 broadcast is Radio BCL News, which provides the Studio DX component. So the station broadcasts on 5845 down to the bottom end of the 49 metre band. It's heard well, heard reliably around the world, but as the frequency is not coordinated with the HFCC, that's the High Frequency Coordination Committee, the ITU, the frequency is also used by other stations which are legally entitled to use that channel. So if you're hearing that station on 5845, that's the story behind it. It's good reception here in Melbourne during those time periods. Now, between 1800 and 1830, we look to the 31 metre band and 49 metre bands and 41 metre bands. Here in Melbourne, quite good signals, including the following recent observations. 9820, the Voice of America from the Wolferton relay station in England, carrying the 2. And 9715, Bible Voice Broadcasting from Moosburn in Austria in English. 9650, the station known as Radio Darfur, broadcasting in Sudanese by the Wolferton relay station in England. And another service from Wolferton is the Voice of America in Amharic on 9485. And China Radio International from Kashi, relay station there in China, in Hausa, 9450. Between 1830 and 1900, a group of signals there, quite good reception here. 7465, the BBC from the Singapore relay station at Kranji in Pashto. And 7220, a relay reported station on shortwave, is Follow the Bible Ministry, broadcasting from Wolferton in England in Arabic. And 7120, Somalia, Radio Hargeisa in Somalia. That station's actually operating in the international 41 metre amateur radio band, and it's legally operating on that frequency. No doubt amateur radio bodies around the world will be contacting the ITU to see if they can be cleared into the regular 41 metre band, which starts at 7200. And 6030, Bible Voice Broadcasting Station from Nauen in Germany with English religious programs. 5945, the Voice of Turkey in German. And 5910, the BBC in Pashto from the Oman relay station. So some quite good reception there from our location here in Melbourne and Victoria in southeastern Australia, and those signals noted between 1800 and 1900. Now concerning some publications, the World Radio Television Handbook, the 2018 edition, is due to be published during December, and it's several hundred pages, nearly 600 pages, containing directory of most broadcasting stations on all bands throughout the world. It's available through the normal commercial outlets of the World Radio TV Handbook. And the 2018 edition of the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League's gigantic size annual reference manual, is now available and comes complete with a CD. And the book weighs several kilograms and can be obtained from the ARRL itself or from booksellers such as Amazon. And also from Germany, Klingenfuss Publications, in producing professional level publications and CDs and digital data information for several years. And Jorg Klingenfuss has now announced availability of these 2018 series publications, including the Shortwave Frequency Guide, which is also available on a CD. So again, they're available from Klingenfuss Publications, and the internet address for ordering can be found from the search engine. So lots of broadcasting publications there, and recommended all of those. I actually met Jorg Klingenfuss when I was in Europe some years ago. He runs his business from a small university town at Tübingen, which was a 2-hour train ride from Munich. So good luck to Jorg, and he'll look forward to some orders. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.